Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. When you're there, please say amen. Matthew chapter number 6. Verse number 33 reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. The morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." I want you to look at this here just a minute. There's a great message here. "Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself." It would do us some good to really get a hold of that, wouldn't it? It would do us some good. I saw something in this, and if the Lord don't touch me or change my direction here, I like to preach on the fear of the unknown. Would you stretch forth your hands, ask God one more time to touch it. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, God. Let the Spirit of the Lord come by, Jesus. Father, we feel the touch of God. We feel the unction of the Lord. Oh, God, we won't fail to give you the praise, Lord. And oh, God, let it come from you. Lord, move in this congregation tonight. We know that the power of God comes from you. And the church said, amen. There's a message here that I feel like the Lord was trying to get across to these people. He was trying to tell them, when you're on my side, everything's going to work out. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow is uncertain. Today is the day of salvation, and that's sort of like we've all heard it preached, Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, they had the plague of the frogs, and they said, "How many days, when do you want me to remove these?" Moses asked him, and he said, "Tomorrow." And that's kind of the way we are. We are creatures of habit. We want to know what's happening on tomorrow. And I hope you'll preach with me a little while here as I try to lay this out. The Lord woke me up, and I began to look at this and pray about it. And as I stood there next to my wife at the beginning of the service, I felt the burden of the Lord seemingly go this direction, that right here tonight, there are those of you that are facing uncertainties about tomorrow, that you are not sure what tomorrow holds for you, your children. You don't know what tomorrow holds for a lot of situations that you are dealing with. Would somebody say amen? I felt like the Lord touched me to tell you, you don't have to be afraid of tomorrow. For when the Lord is on your side, the things of tomorrow will take care of itself. Somebody say amen. You see, we are creatures of habit. We like a rotation of things. We like for things to happen in this order, and we want to know the way that it's going to come across tomorrow this. And that's why that we've got CDs and all these mutual funds and things that we've tried to put up to try to take care of tomorrow. So we work on it, trying to get tomorrow fixed, trying to work it out. And how many would say amen to the young preacher that after you've done everything you know how to do, there are still times that tomorrow seems to unravel right in your hand? Somebody say amen. Even after we've made every preparation that we know to make, and we've laid it all out, and we put our money back, and we've tried to buy our insurance policies and do this, that, and the other. But that's because we're afraid of tomorrow. Somebody say amen. I looked at this, and the Lord began to deal with me that one of the most popular books in all history is the book of Revelations. And you know why? Because it tells what holds tomorrow. And that's what we all want to know in this time of uncertainty. I feel like preaching tonight, if I can get this out. We have found ourselves now in a time of war. For we know that how that American troops have went in, and that this, it looks to me like that it's Babylon, and it's fulfilling of things to come and setting up toward the end. And it puts a worry inside of our heart on what does tomorrow hold for us. And there's some of you right now wondering, I wonder what tomorrow holds for my children. I wonder what tomorrow holds for my finances. I wonder what tomorrow holds for my spirituality. But I want to tell you something tonight. You don't have to be afraid of tomorrow. Somebody say amen. There is why, I hope you don't fall out with me too bad, but this is why that Benny Hinn and all these false prophets are becoming multi-million millionaires on every hand. It's because we've got a generation that's so afraid of tomorrow. They want somebody to come up and say tomorrow's all right. They want a preacher that's going to bless them and prophesy to them at everything on tomorrow. But how many know we've done got the word from the greatest man ever walked on the face of the earth? Take no thought for tomorrow. I like to tell somebody tonight, I feel like the Lord has touched me here. I like to tell you, don't worry about tomorrow, sir. God's got it all in the palm of His hand. Praise God, praise God. You see, people, you know, we look at people in the Bible and we begin to say, oh Lord, they... How in the world did Adam ever make it through that? And how in the world did Noah do this and that? And we look and we want to know. But do you understand that they were people of like passion just like we are? And they didn't know what was on the morrow. They had no idea what tomorrow held. I'd like to stop here just for a minute, try to get into this. I want you to look back at Abraham. The Lord told Abraham, said, you're going to have a child. But he didn't know what tomorrow held and how in the world was tomorrow going to come about. Come on now. The Lord has told some of you that tomorrow is going to be all right, ain't he? But when we step back and begin to look at it in our carnal eyes, we say, how in the world is tomorrow going to take care of itself? Oh, Lord. So therefore, church, we do the same thing that was done by Abraham and his wife. We begin to try to take the morrow in our own hands and fix it out the way we want it to go. And we put all of our efforts in it and we put all of our resources toward it. But then even at that, all we find out is it's doing nothing but breaking up our home. It's breaking up our troubles. Everything we try to fix just falls apart. And then we're still worried about tomorrow. Lord, I feel like preaching to somebody. I believe that the Holy Ghost is wanting you to know that everything's going to be all right on tomorrow, sir. It may not look good today, but it'll take care of itself if you'll keep your hand in that big old hand of the Almighty. And whatever you're going through today, it'll work itself out tomorrow. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. We've got horoscopes, we've got astrologers, and we want to know, church, what about tomorrow? Is that not what we want to know? Listen, I feel like talking to you. I don't know exactly everybody I'm talking to tonight, but I feel like the Lord touched me and told me there was some in there that was facing things that they did not know about. They were facing things that they were unsure of, things that they have worked on every hand. They've tried to fix it. They've tried to work it out, and they've tried to do it upright, but still it's not working itself out, and they're afraid of the unknown. Come on now. And that's exactly where we are. This time the storm's not coming from the same direction. Lord, help me here. It's one thing when the storm is coming from the direction we've seen it before, but this is all new to me. I've never faced this, Lord. How am I going to work this out? Come on now and preach with me. Hey, come on, we're in a time where it's new devices. We're not ignorant to them, but we're dealing with new things. We're dealing with new situations that you've never dealt with before. And I want to let you know before I go any farther, and the Lord sent me by to tell you, you don't got to be afraid of tomorrow, for He holds tomorrow. Oh, Lord, help me. Praise God. You know, there's something that disturbs me about this, and I wish I had a lot more, and I got a little more to preach here. I began looking at this. I began praying about it, and I felt like the Lord touched me last night, and He said, whatsoever's not of faith is sin. Come on now. And that's where we are. You know it's right. That's where we are, and we're so worried. Come on now. Listen, we try to put so much money in the bank. Oh, Lord. Now we want to store it up for a rainy day, and we want to build bigger barns and bigger barns. You know why? For tomorrow. There's so much doubt in us. Help me while I preach. We're so full of doubt. You know what they need? I ain't being mean. They need about 6 months on the evangelistic field to take care of some of that. You quit worrying about tomorrow. You take each day step by step and know that on tomorrow there'll be bread enough for us. Come on now. You know that tomorrow there'll be something there to eat. Come on now. I said, oh, tomorrow. Lord, help me here. Help me be sweet, Lord. But if we ain't got the bills paid a month ahead, we can't shout. If we don't got money in there before they come due, come on now. We come to the house of the Lord with our head tucked down, with a tuck head, and we can't even get our head up to worship God because we're so worried about tomorrow. Lord, come on now. Come up here and preach with me. Come on up here and preach with me. Yeah, Lord, I would worship you tonight, but I'm so worried about tomorrow. Listen, we don't know that tomorrow's even going to get here. Why don't we just go ahead and worship the Lord tonight? We've got no promise of tomorrow. I wish somebody I was preaching to lift our hand up and say, I don't know what tomorrow holds. I'm just going to go ahead and worship God today. I don't know what I'm going to go through tomorrow, but I tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to preach the best I know how. I don't know what it's going to look like tomorrow, but I'm going to shout and worship God while I got the chance. Hey, I know some of you. I know there's some of you in here facing things you don't know about. But ma'am, don't get the tuck head. Just go ahead and say, I know it's going to be all right because the Lord's going to hold tomorrow. Lord, I feel the Lord here. I'm beginning to feel like preaching a while. Oh, come on, church. We need to worship the Lord, for we don't know what tomorrow holds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, we're afraid of the unknown, ain't we? Do you know what happened in the book of 2 Kings chapter number 4 when that Shunammite woman, after her child had got sick, she went to find the man of God. She didn't know what tomorrow held. But they asked her, is everything all right? She said, tomorrow's going to be okay. It might not be looking good right now, but I know tomorrow's going to be all right. Lord, I feel like preaching to you. Let somebody say it's all going to be all right in the morning. Hallelujah. It's not always going to be the way it is, ma'am. Somebody say amen to the preacher. I said it's not always going to be the way it is. I weep and may endure for the night, but joy cometh on the morrow. I said, sir, don't be afraid of tomorrow. It'll be all right. Praise God. It's all going to be all right. Oh, I feel like I'm talking to somebody right now. I feel like the Holy Ghost has sent me by. I was going to go a complete different direction, but I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of the Lord trying to preach me tonight. I can let you know. I know you're here. I don't know who you are, but you're right here under the sound of my voice, and you're facing new battles, new troubles, new trials. Oh, yeah, you say if it come the same old way, I'd have known how to handle it, preacher. If it had come from the same direction, I'd have known. I've been serving God a long time. You ever been in a fight? Don't fall out with me bad here. I never did like to fight too much. Matter of fact, I don't like fighting. If you ever got me cornered just right, I mean, that's about the only time I'd fight. If you got me cornered, but I saw some of them old boys that used to like to fight a lot. And this one friend of mine, I'm a Kentucky boy, just to excuse my terminology here, but this one boy got his block knocked off. You know what that is? I mean, they wore him out. They whooped that boy so bad. I mean, he's a good fighter, too. I knew I didn't want to fight him. I mean, this boy got whooped. I sure didn't want to fight the one that whipped him. Somebody say amen. I mean, it just didn't ever enthuse me, stitches and black eyes and stuff, you know. It just, broken noses just never was my thing. But this one old boy's name was Scotty. Scotty got into it. Scotty was mean. I mean, Scotty was mean. This one old boy wore Scotty out. Y'all know what that is, don't you? Wore him out. And I thought you was pretty bad. Old Scotty wasn't going to let his name go down that easy. He caught that old boy not looking one day and come up behind him with a 2x4, and he hit him so hard it knocked him down. And Scotty got on that board, and then he wore that boy out. You see, there's a tactic that when the devil can't get you from the front, I said when he's tried everything he knows from the front, he'll come in from behind you and try to blindside you with something you wasn't expecting. Somebody say amen. And that's exactly where you are, sir. You didn't know this was coming. It hit you from the back. Oh, yeah, if it had come from the front, you'd have been ready, wouldn't you? And Brother Mike, when something comes from the backside and you're not expecting it, man, it's scary. And that's where we are, church. We're facing new things. You're facing new battles, stuff we don't know about. We don't know what our government's going to do tomorrow. We don't know what they're going to do, where they're going to put a curfew on us and start to watch. Man, they're already watching us from the skies. And they tell me that they can see right inside a 3-story house and tell you where a nickel is in your 3rd-story basement. Man, I tell you what, I don't like getting in politics. At least we got a president that'll pray a little and talk about God. But we don't know what he's going to come off with tomorrow. But we do know what he's going to come off with, don't he? I believe everything will be all right as long as he holds tomorrow. Praise God. Lord, I wish I could get a hold of this a little better here, but I feel like it's the will of the Lord. I was looking at this and praying about it last night, and I felt like the Lord began to touch me, and I saw something. Do you remember when Jesus was making his last entrance into Jerusalem? Do you know what he got on? He got on a colt. It wasn't just any colt. It was one that they didn't know how it was going to react. Come on now. Come on up here with me. They didn't know how that thing was going to twist. They didn't know how it was going to turn. They didn't know what it was going to do. But you know, yeah, I've had a few horseback riding stories. I even rode tame ones and couldn't hardly stay on them. Boy, some of y'all have too, so that's why you're laughing. But you watch them break one that ain't never been rode. And they're not familiar with it. It takes turns and twists and does things that they have no idea. And you think that that was ironic that Jesus Christ got on one that had never been rode? I believe there's a message in that to us, don't you? I can ride the unknown. It don't matter what happens next. I'm ready for it. It don't matter what twist and turn it takes. I'm going to handle this thing just like anything. I could have been rode over and over and over again. Hey, come on now. Me and you couldn't have got on and done that, could we? That's why it's up to me and you to turn it over to God. And say, Lord, I don't know how to ride this thing. Take over the reins. This situation's over my head, Lord. I need you to help me right now. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord. You don't know what tomorrow holds, do you? Oh, God, lift your hands, church. I feel the presence of the Lord in here. Oh, Lord. But I'm afraid, preacher. I've tried to fix it. I've tried to work it out. And still tomorrow, I can't do nothing with it. Let me tell you something. You can do everything you want to with it. But the thing that'd be best for you is say, Lord, I don't know how to ride this thing. I don't know how to take care of myself. I'm asking you right now, Lord, if you'd take the reins of this and guide me through it, Lord, I know that everything's going to be all right if you'll just take the reins upon this. Hey, somebody's got a situation right now that you don't know what tomorrow holds, do you? You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring you, and the days almost took you down. But can I tell you, my friend, if you lift up a hand and say, God, you took care of me in the past. And Lord, I know you can take care of me in the future. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost, but my God's trying to talk. I don't know where you are, but He's wanting you to know it'll be all right tomorrow. Everything's going to be all right on tomorrow. But about a few months ago, it seemed like I got blindsided. You ever been that way? Got some new battle. Got a new trial. Oh, God. Been serving the Lord for about 9 years, preaching for about 8. I know that ain't me and most, as much as most of you. I'd been through a few of my old little scuffles. And I learned how to pray, fast, and read my Bible. And I learned how to go to church even when I didn't feel like going to church. That's where a lot of folks fail. Brother Mike, here I was. Everything seemed to be going good for us. And one day, like the meetings we had about a year ahead scheduled. The next thing I knew, 1 month down, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, canceling. Doctor said you can't work. Talking about something new. No money coming in. Bills piling up. And there you said, what's going to happen tomorrow? We kept praying. kept reading, kept going to church. And eventually, tomorrow worked itself out. But can I tell you something? It's when you're in that place that you're not sure what tomorrow holds. That's the place that's the scariest for us. That's the place where human nature begins to bail out. We want to end it all right there when we don't know what's on tomorrow. We want to know where, why, how, when. Is this going to work out? What's going to happen? Who's going to do it? When are they going to get healed? When are they going to do this? Where are they going to go? Where are they coming from? How's it going to work? Who's going to pay the bills? How, why, where, when? And over and over in our minds, we work it out. Oh, God. You ever been there when your mind, you've tried to work it out so much that you say, well, if I can figure out this problem, it'll work out tomorrow. And if I can work this one out, then it'll work this one out. And then if I get this one right, the next one will be all right. But then it don't seem like none of them ever comes together. And we worry ourselves to death thinking about tomorrow. Oh, Lord. I'll tell you something. If I ever knew anything, there's somebody in here facing a tomorrow that you're unsure of. And right now you're afraid. Oh, Lord, I felt the Holy Ghost touch me. Oh, you're afraid right now because you don't know what's on tomorrow. If I only knew about tomorrow. I know everything. Let me tell you something. God's not looking for you to know what's going to happen tomorrow. He's looking for you to just know who believes. Who holds tomorrow. He don't want you to understand it. He just wants you to know who holds it. Oh, somebody say amen. But if I only knew what was on tomorrow, I could shout tonight. No, ma'am. You don't need to know. What's on tomorrow? For the evils thereof will take care of itself. But all you've got to know is the man that's going to make tomorrow, if tomorrow comes. You just need to know the one that's able to step on that thing and ride it, even though it's never been rode by you before. All you've got to know is that God can take care of my tomorrow. I feel the Lord here. I feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm trying to tell you, just go ahead and rejoice. For on tomorrow, it'll be all right. Oh, Lord. Afraid of the unknown. Oh, God, they're standing to come to the music here. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, lift your hands, church. Holy Ghost of God, if you will touch. If you feel your first, Lord, if you touch us now. God, let the Spirit of the Lord begin to move to the Most High. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Want you to do tonight? Just hand the reins over. Here it is, Lord. I've tried to fix it. I've tried to make it right. I've tried to make it happen, Lord. I've tried to pray through. But the Lord's not asking us that. You know what that Shunammite woman knew everything was going to be all right? You know what she done, Brother Mike, before she ever took her journey? She told them, the lad, you go, I'm going to go saddle this thing up, fix it, and do all this. But when she got to him, she looked at him and she said, you drive. So she said, I don't want to take care of this. If I try to take care of this, we're going to both go in a ditch. So I'm just going to turn it over to somebody that knows how to get us there. How many knows he knows how? Would you lift your hands right now and say, Lord, I want you to take it. I don't know what it holds. But God, I'm giving it to you right now. God, I'm giving it to you right now, Lord. I prayed for him. I fasted, God. I've tried to get him fixed. I've tried to get him in. I can't do nothing about it, but right now, Lord, I'm giving you this. I'm not going home with it. I'm handing it over right now. Father, because I know that you hold tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know you got it. I know it's going to be all right, Lord. As long as I feel the Holy Ghost, church, I feel the presence of God. Somebody right now needs to reach up and say, God, I've been afraid of the unknown, but tonight I'm giving it to you, Lord. I don't know what it is, but tonight I'm handing it over to you, Lord. Stand with me all over the building. I was preaching along these lines one night. Didn't really understand what I was preaching. All I felt like was the Lord spoke to me. I knew everybody in that church I was preaching at. Unlike this, I don't know hardly any of you. But as I preached that God could take care of the things that you don't know about, little did I know she'd went to the doctor that morning. They diagnosed her with cancer. She still had cancer when she left the building that night. But she understood that God can take care of tomorrow. You believe that? Let's lift our hands and say, Lord, here it is. God, we're afraid of the unknown. I'd like for every head bowed all over the building real quick. You lift up a hand and say, preacher, that was to me. I'm facing things that I don't know about. Lift your hand if you're here. I know you are. I know at least somebody's in here because I feel like the Lord spoke to me. Where you at, ma'am? You don't know what's on tomorrow. You know who holds tomorrow. Oh, God, you're here. Lift your hand. If you're here, say, preacher, that's me. I know you're in here. Some of you already lift your hands. I'm trying to fix it. I'm trying to make it right. Trying to do it. Trying to plan. Trying to fix it. But even at the best I can do, I don't know what tomorrow holds. If we only knew. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost, church. I feel the presence of God right here. I believe the Lord wants you to know. And don't you take no thought for tomorrow. And all tomorrow will take care of itself. Hallelujah, glory to God.
look like the wicked would go free. And in my frustration,
you're here and you need to talk. Come on.
Didn't seem
let's find us a
right
place to pray.
To me.
Father, I'm giving
ask
it to you tonight.
You for
I've tried to get
job,
him saved.
But you
I don't know about
rain.
It, Lord. But I'm believing it tomorrow.
I cried for healing, but I only got pain. But I know you were. Lord, I still trust you. I still trust you, Lord. I still trust you, Lord, that you're able to guide me through this dry, barren land.